driveway has been planned to come in right here and end right about here. So it would be almost avoiding all of this anyway.
Yep.
It's coming in to access the three cabins here. So it's interesting, just trying to think through that.
All right, do we have anybody that signed up to speak for or against this application?
I didn't know we could sign up, but I'd like to speak.
Okay.
Why don't we have somebody that's signed up. Why don't you come over here and sign up?
I signed up.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay.
You'll go first, and then he can give us the info, and we need to be sure before a meeting starts if you guys could help me to let people know they need to sign. Just like stand up and say, okay. Your name, ma'am?
Anita Mullen.
All right.
Okay, I live on Lakeway.
Which is in the area?
No, we're at the very end of this whole thing.
All the way down here?
Yeah, we're just right where it ends, right with the pool. Right there, right that property right there.
Okay.
So we've been here 9 years, and we live in a very residential area. So the water company can't keep up with the demand because infrastructure is failing. And we already have enough riprap coming up and down our streets. And the other thing I heard this gentleman say was the fact that the woods are there. Well, you're talking about the core property. And if somebody unfamiliar with that area is walking through there and go through the core, they're going to end up in the lake. You're about 50 feet above the bluff there, okay? Because our house is up on the bluff as well. So it's a risk to people coming in. We prefer not to have renters coming in. If they're going to put single-family homes and rent them but have a yearly rental, that's fine. But not just one-offs where we don't know who they're coming in and they're coming into our neighborhood. And we already have people driving 50 miles an hour down Lakeway. And we really just don't need that. For our own protection, we just live in a very, well, most of us are retirees, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir?
I've lived in that neighborhood for 30 years.
Your name, sir?
Walter Collins. I built me a house there, and what I'm going to say, I'm not opposed to nightly rentals. I've owned one or two. I think that it doesn't hurt. My problem would be the roads. The only person that's taken care of Crawley Way, you're looking at it. In 30 years, nobody. The county don't do anything. Nobody does nothing. Last thing this old boy wants to have to do is put up with somebody tearing up my roads. You know, I mean, I do my best to keep them up, but it's not easy.
And which road is that?
That's Marlin. I live off Marlin and Drum, right? I have a place up there. I think that, now that, I have a question. If this is zoned nightly rental, does that mean the property right across the road is also zoned nightly rental? Because I own most of that property.
Yeah, the answer would be no to that.
The answer would be no to that.
Now, it would give you the opportunity to say, hey, that got rezoned in R1 across the street. Yeah. I want to rezone mine.
As far as I'm concerned, like I said, I don't know. I know that we've got a lot of, I hate to say this, we got some bad element in that neighborhood that I deal with all the time. I don't like it. I don't like them coming up Marlin at all, and they know it. I know that sounds terrible, but that's the way it is. Talking meth heads, they're heavy up in that area, some of them. And I just don't know if I'd be able to sort the difference out. And I think that I would like to see improvement in the neighborhood. I think that these people are talking about putting some nice stuff in. I don't know if they really have what they're really dealing with, as far as, did you go look at the neighborhood?
Sir, you need to address us.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Yeah. That's what I've got to say about it. I don't know if I'm for it or against it, to be honest with you.
There's no
if way. It'll help the neighborhood, I'm for it. If it's going to be where the roads are being people coming up and down those roads that just, they wore out. And and I'm getting tired of spending my time and effort fixing them. I don't hardly have the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you on that.
So what would be done with the roads? I mean, I know they've worked on them a little bit, and what they've done has been impressive. But what they've also done has allowed an opening for people that I don't want up around my neighborhood already. And I'm talking, I think George knows what I'm talking about. So I don't know which way I'll vote on this, but if I have a vote, if we have a vote.
Okay, appreciate your time.
Yep.
Thank you. Is that everyone? Everyone on this application? You two want to come back up? Anything else to add or?
I guess our plan right now has been for the road that we've gone ahead and put some gravel in from Catfish up there down to about this position, and this allows us to come in and create our own driveway here. I do see the concern that you're talking about where now it has allowed it much easier to get into this area, which there's some ruts and mud and whatever that comes into here. And we haven't been planning on accessing this ourselves. But I guess the concern is, if we're able to now get up into here easier, which we are people going to be trying to get through there and causing some problems? And what I don't understand is this still a county road that we shouldn't do anything with here, or do we put up some sort of a barrier or something that keeps people from driving?
Sir, through? I need you to address us, okay?
And so it is non-county maintained. It is a public roadway, though, so okay. It can't be blocked.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering out loud.
Okay, well, I think we've heard from the public, the couple of people that were here, the applicants have given a good update, so is Cody. So do we have enough information to make a recommendation?
I just have a comment, so I don't want to lead him astray here. So they can go back, they can go to the commission and figure if it works great for them. But if it doesn't, and they come back with another plan to try to do this on the agriculture plan, you're going to still be asking for a conditional use permit. And at that time, there's no guarantee, because you're going to have the same presenters, people that have problems or for and against. So I just need to be aware of how it could go. I'm not saying it is, but I just think you should know.
Did you say you already had that survey, those smaller lots?
We've begun the survey process of those smaller lots. What we have done is surveyed the entire area of the 34 acres the way that we purchased it. And starting from that point then, we have asked a surveyor to go and re-show what would need to be replatted. And we're partway through that process. We're not complete yet. So that is kind of where we're at.
So Cody, how does that get deeded, those smaller lots?
So that's the part I didn't want to get into.
Sorry.
Too bad.
I didn't answer.
That rezone and that plat would go hand in hand. It would have to move together because you couldn't change that double zoning on the same piece. So it would almost have to need the approval from the commission, and on the back end, as I spoke to you, I would need the surveyor to have an approved plat ready to be signed, and we could do it. It'd be one thing. We'd probably get it approved one day if we did through the commission, and then the following day sign the plat. It'd all have to be ready together.
They have already written up the detailed description of those lots that would be created. And then the plat would be reflecting that. So that's as far as we've gotten so far.
I wish you had the exposure of sitting through as many meetings as I have about nightly rentals. I don't think there are deal with the magnitude and the volume that we have.
Imagine.
So when we updated the planning and zoning maps, we've tried to address some of that and mitigate some of it. And unfortunately, this piece is on the uphill climb, I think, for a nightly rental rezone.
So do we have enough in front of us to, you know, we want to vote in the affirmative so we can vote it up or down, but to get a motion to approve it so I can read the motion and then get those for and against of what to recommend to the Tangy County Commission?
I'll make the motion to approve it.
Got a motion to approve?
Do we need to explain why we're doing that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think, Cody, after the vote, would you want a high-level explanation? Or because it's a rezone, we don't have to do that, just conditional use, right? If we...
Why we have to make it?
No, I think he needs to go through the process. And
okay.
I would encourage him, whatever the outcome is, to come talk to me and sit down in the office and let's look at some stuff and give you a new path forward.
Possibly. Okay, so we've got a motion for the application. Do we have a second?
Lisa.
Got a second here. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll read the specific motion. A motion to recommend approval of the application RZ 2026-005 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Olin and Rhonda Way for part of parcel numbers 04-7.0-36-003-005-001.000 to be rezoned from A1 and R1 zoning district to NR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of voting for the motion as presented, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Motion does not carry. So, and again, this is purely a recommendation for next Tuesday at 9 a.m. for you guys to be at. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move to a few CUPs, and then we have a PUD for tonight. So next, conditional use permit 2026-005.
All right, so this is Stefan. He came through, requested a C1 on Iowa Colony for a restaurant. Took it to the county commission. We got a A1 out of the county commission, so they didn't back the C1 recommendation. But they were happy to do A1. They thought it give you guys more control over the restaurant process and what that might look like. So it's kind of where we're at.
And it was R2?
It was R2 originally. I think when I pull up the zoning, we can see what it is, but
okay.
I think it was R2.
And they approved zoning to A1.
Yeah, they took it back to A1, and from there I'll kind of take
okay.
you into it. All right, so CUP 2026-005, Stefan Sarkazian, I don't know. Subject property is 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22. The request. Steve is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a restaurant located at 1250 Iowa Colony Road, Hollister, Missouri, parcel number 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000. The proposed 2-acre lot is A1 Agricultural District approved by the County Commission, order number 01-20-2026-01. All right, so once we get into this, you guys will get a little more familiar with it.